we want to go to chapter 2. Chapter 2, I want to focus on how the Lord introduced himself. Please turn to chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Natia, please read. To the angels of Ephesus. The Bible used the word angel has very broad meaning. Sometimes the angel, when you see the angel that receive people's worship, actually is not a normal angel, it's the Lord himself, right? You check the Bible, sometimes the Bible will use the word angel to describe the Lord himself. And sometimes angels also means messengers, huh? Turn to James chapter 2, verse 25. James 2, 25. I will come back for this one. Anyway, I'll put this mark over here, and I'll come back for this one. Anyway, the word angel has many meanings in the Bible. Okay, we shall continue. So to me, the angel over here is the representative of the church. Later I will give you the verses concerning the angels is the messenger. And then he says that to the messengers of Ephesus is right, the one who has seven stars in his right hand. What does seven star means? Seven star means the worker of God. Chapter 1, verse 20. Natia, continue reading. So the seven stars are the seven angels of the church. Seven angels over here, again, it is the messengers to me. So all the messengers of the church, all the church council members are in the right hands of the Lord. They are just like the stars. What does the stars for? Do you remember the star is the one that lead baby Jesus, lead the wise men to baby Jesus? So the stars is the leading one. Hawaii people also follow stars. Polynesian people also follow stars to the Hawaii island. So we can see that stars have the mission of guidance. So those messengers of God, those God's servant, are in the hands of God. The Lord will sustain them. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24, 16. Yes. Natia, yeah.
For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down to calamity.
If we are the worker of God, sometimes we might fall, you know. As a person, nobody is able to maintain their the high point all the time, or life is like sometimes up and down, up and down. Maybe when you examine your personal life, after NYTS, your life might go down a little bit, right? And you might go up. But here the Bible says that if the righteous man, even they fall seven times, right? They will rise again. They will rise again. Because our Lord Jesus Christ will lift them up. Psalm chapter 37, verse 34. Psalm 37. Please read.
Wait for the Lord and keep his ways. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it.
So, the Lord will exalt you, even though the wicked will be chopped off, but not you, because you abide the words of God. These are the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord. They are seven messengers. They are the worker of God. Huh? And the Bible here also says that he walks in among the lampstands. The lampstands. What are the lampstands? We just read it, right? Revelation chapter 1, last verse, it says that the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Huh? Seven is a perfect number. So seven churches is the church, all the church that belong to the house of God. I still remember years ago, Hawaii Church was away from GA for a while. And that particular year, I was still in college. I represent Queen's Church as a candidate for NCC meeting. And in that particular year, Hawaii Church come back to GA. There are some misunderstanding between Hawaii Church and USGA. At that time, Hawaii Church do not have full-time minister go there for a long time. That's why misunderstanding occurred at that time. Now, what made Hawaii Church member want to come back to USGA? Because one of the deaconesses saw a vision. The vision is that there are seven lampstands in the vision, but one is very far away, and six are together. Now, after that vision, those council members in Hawaii Church knew that what the Lord tried to teach them. The Lord tried to teach them that we are one, so we shall get together. At that time, I was still a student, so that must be a long time ago, more than 10 years ago, right? So it tells us that land stamps really prefigure church, and our Lord is working among all the churches. Sometimes you come to the church, right? It seems that it is the church council member, deacons and elders and full-time minister trying to lead the church. Superficially, it is like that, but in reality, it is our Lord Jesus Christ walking in among us. Several years ago, at that time, I was students in Queen's Church. There was a brother, Mr. Kim, actually, at that time he only was a brother. He came here to pray. He saw heaven open, and the Lord Jesus Christ wearing armor and sword and patrol in among brothers and sisters. That's his vision. So it is true that this church, the Lord is the master. So even people might do something wrong, the Lord will adjust it again. Everything will be done in accordance with the will of God. You can see that now every 6 years, GA, we relocate ministers, right? Relocate ministers. We might think, right, who decided? Maybe a minister like to go to Boyne Park Church. Maybe the other minister, both of them like to come to the same place, Southern California. But nobody like to go to Phoenix. So Phoenix is a very hot area. Or New York, too cold. Everybody like to enjoy nice weather, Northern California, right? But who is doing all this on job? It seems like it's in the hand of GA council member. 11 people decided this matter. But actually, it is not true. It is in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. How I am so convinced it is in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. I still remember last year when we have a full-time minister training, an elder came from Taiwan, give us a story. I still remember that. He says that when he was a young minister, he just graduated from TTP, right? People sent him far away from his hometown. Like his children were still young. He was, you know, it would be better for him to stay nearby his home, because in Taiwan, they don't relocate. You know, their house do not move. Only minister go to the other place to pastor, right? But in that local church, he was sent over there and worked for a while, right? But in that local church, there was a sister who was sick. But when he was sick, laying on the bed, every night, the Holy Spirit bring her to see Heavenly Kingdom. He was able to see Jesus Christ in the vision. And she described that Jesus Christ acted as if what you can read in the Song of Songs. Jesus Christ is very loving. She was just like the lady recorded in the Song of Songs, you know, the female character recorded in the Song of Songs. And Jesus just like a Liang Ren, the wonderful male character, right? Very close relationship. And Jesus sometimes, he says that he will wear armor, go out to fight, and sometimes wear leisure clothing, you know, just to relax. And one day, in the vision, she asked Jesus, what you are busy at? What you are so busy? What you are so busy? And then Jesus told him, oh, recently I received a call from Elder Chen. At that time, he was the chairman of Taiwan GA. I received a phone call from Elder Chen. He was asking me how to arrange ministers, who to go where, right? So this guy go to this church, this guy, you know, Steve Huang go to Phoenix Church because he's a bad guy, you know, and this guy, you know, just try to wake you up, okay? So all the manpower is arranged, right? So next term, it's going to rearrange, right? Before the rearrange, the sister already that elder, now he's elder, before he was a pastor, knew that what is the arrange is going to look like. Guess what? After she shared that vision, right? 1 week later, the GA posted a newsletter, talk about who shall go where. And guess what? About 90% arrangement was right. Maybe only 1 or 2% was not right, right? So the vision could be wrong vision, right? Nobody know who have vision, who share the vision. 2 weeks later, the GA sent another letter and correct what they had just done. And exactly what the Lord have shown her in the vision. So that really convinced me that sometimes you see that it is man doing the business of the church. No, it is not the man. The Lord will always adjust, because our Lord is working in among the 7 lampstands. So it's different from the other denomination, really. A lot of time, a lot of young men dedicate their life to serve in GA, and sometimes they might feel a little bit disappointed to see this and that, right? Because GA members are human beings too. Most of them are volunteers, right? They are just maybe like your parents, your uncles. They have their whole full-time job, but they serve in GA. 11 people decide the church directions. And sometimes we see the shortcoming of that person. But as a whole, I truly believe, the Lord walked in among the 7 lampstands. This is how the Lord introduced himself. Chapter 2, verse 8. This is another way the Lord introduced himself. Johnny, please read. Oh, by the way, if you turn to B29, do you notice that the column where the in the vision, right? Does it say the Lord walking in the 7 candlesticks, lampstands? Does it say so? First column, right? So this is one of the vision. The Lord introduced himself according to the vision, right? So you make this page open and now read your Bible. Chapter 2, verse 8.
Chapter 2, verse 8. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life.
First and last, and dead and came to life. Check the column. Does it show us over here? And which column is that? Maybe not directly, but indirectly. How about the first column? Like the Son of Man, right? The Son of Man is the one who are died and resurrected, right? He's the first and last, right? So actually, the Lord introduced himself, he's like the Son of Man was in the middle of the seven candlestick, right? So he's talking about he was like the Son of Man. Like the Son of Man. Is he, when the Lord introduced himself, is he the Son of Man? Or like the Son of Man? Question. Is he the Son of Man or like the Son of Man? Like the Son of Man. What's the difference between the Son of Man and like the Son of Man? Here the vision said like a Son of Man, right? What's the difference? Yes. No one have ever seen Jesus resurrected. Oh, the face of Jesus. Okay, thank you. Huh? So in a vision, it's a physical body, right? In a vision, Jesus is God, and nobody can see his face. Yes. Huh? The same? Sin, no sin. Huh? Jesus is no sin. But when he was the Son of Man, he has no sin neither. Right? What's the difference between Son of Man and like the Son of Man? You see that after Jesus resurrected, right? Jesus' body and historical Jesus who were born from 0 to 33. His body is different from the resurrected Jesus, isn't it? So it's like, not exactly the same. Their mission is different, right? Maybe a little bit different. One is to build a physical church on earth, right? The other is like to reveal many other stuff. Physical Jesus, historical Jesus, right? Their mission, their body, is a little different. This is my personal opinion for your reference, right? Really, the Son of Man from 0 to 33 is different from the resurrected one. Even one thing we can think about, how does Jesus teach people to his disciples to baptize people? How did Jesus teach his disciples to baptize people in Matthew chapter 28? In the Father of what? Son, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, right? So that made me think. Well, this is only for your reference, huh? You don't have to agree, huh? In history, right, when they baptized people, when Jesus was alive on earth, do they baptize people? They do. They might use the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But at that time, Jesus says that there are many things I want to tell you, but you can understand. Until the Holy Spirit came down, you can understand, right? So after the Holy Spirit came down, how do they baptize people? In the name of Jesus, right? Because this Jesus is not the... It's different from the historical Jesus from 0 to 33, right? Because that one is not resurrected yet. After the resurrection, the Jesus his name is very powerful because at that time he overcame death already. So that's why over here he says that he looks like the Son of Man, because it shows the differences. This is something for your reference, huh? And he says that he is the first and the last. The creation of the world beginning with Jesus Christ, and he will come to end the world. He was Alpha and he was the Omega. The Bible says he is, and he is to come. Any human being can say that he was and he is and he is to come. He was 1,000 years ago, he is now, and he is 1,000 years later. Impossible, right? This is how Jesus introduced himself. And he overcome death. He overcome death. The Bible says that the key of the death was in his hand. Chapter 1, verse 17. 1:17. Maybe read 18, huh? Read 18. 18, right. Angel, would you please read? Yeah.
I am he who lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to Hades and death.
Jesus has the keys. Have the keys to death and Hades. Huh? So Jesus was able to control Hades and death. When did people die, start to die? It started from after human commit sin, right? That's reference to another verse, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Through death, Jesus was able to destroy the one that controlled death, that is devil. So the devil was able to control death, right? So the other day I told you that those who do not belong to Jesus Christ, death was originally in the... the Bible says that to destroy the death, 掌死权的就是魔鬼, destroy the devil that controlled death. And Jesus grabbed the control into his hand. Through his own death. So he's the key of Hades and death, right? So our destiny and our fortune is not in the hand of fortune teller. How many of your friends go to fortune teller, palm reader, those kind of stuff? Or your friends play this kind of stuff? Raise your hand. Is it common in the United States? Is it common? It is common, right? Again, your fortune, your destination is not other people is, huh? But not yours. Several months ago, I was in Hawaii. I visited a brother who was in a sick bed, and he gave me a very interesting story. And then I kind of know that he was talking about himself. But when he shared with me, he did not say it is himself. He says that there was a young man, right? The fortune teller tell him that, he said the fortune teller is very precise. The fortune teller tell a boy, don't marry that girl because that girl can only have baby girls if you marry her. In a lifetime, can only have baby girls, right? And I don't know if he listened or he did not listen. But he watched with his own eyes, right? Later on, someone married that girl, okay? And that girl, with all her life, only have baby girls. Never have a baby boy. I said, wow, Satan knows this. That's interesting. I put a question mark, right? But then continue to say, the fortune teller told me, right, your life is only up to 63. I can only calculate you up to 63. At 63, you are going to whatever. You cannot calculate your future anymore, right? It's not there. In a way, he knew that the fortune teller is very precise. But in a way, he was scared about himself. 63, what will happen in my life, right? And then he remembered that. Remember this fortune teller saying, and life goes on, right? Life goes on. For some reason, at 63, he did not die. You know, guess what? At 63, it is the year that he came to True Jesus Church. Come to True Jesus Church. And now he's 80-some years old, still lying in a bed. That amazed me, you know. Now, maybe sometimes you can feel a story like this. A lot of time, Satan can predict the future of worldly people. Oh, sometimes now. Sometimes fortune teller can be precise and cannot be precise, right? Because there are many ways to talk about fortune teller, right? Some people read your face to tell your future, right? I read a story in Reader Digest. It says that there was a fortune teller put a booth in a park. And one day, her business is very bad. And she told to a friend in that park, she said, if I would know that today's business would be very bad, I won't come here to work anymore. You know, she's a fortune teller, but she cannot predict if she's going to good business or what. Well, anyway, it's a joke. Try to wake you up. But nobody's... So what I'm trying to say is that some fortune teller is really using his psychology to tell your current situation. If you look pale, you will say, hey, you are sick. And you must have a problem because you look pale, right? That's psychology way. But some fortune teller really have to do with the other side of the world, right? After Jesus' death, he had the key of death and Hades. Oh, that is the different part. Okay, now let's turn to another verse. The same verse, Revelation chapter 2. What else did he say? Verse 8, he says that he is the first and the last. He died and resurrected. So he is alive. He is alive. How do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive right now? I mean, this is the vision. But how do you know that he is alive? Anybody? It's within us, right? Whenever I see you cry in your prayer, I know that the Lord is here. In Hawaii Church, we have a retreat. This time, I was touched by some of the little students, like little girls, maybe 9 years old, right? Receive Holy Spirit, right? Have tears over here. And I ask her, "Hey, sister, why you are crying? Are you sad?" She said, "No." "Are you happy?" "I don't know," right? And she did not know why she has that kind of emotion because of the tears in her eyes, right? But as a matter of fact, we all know why you cry. Do you know that when you are getting older, it's not easy to cry? When is the last time you cry? Beside praying. When is the last time you cry? When was the last time that you cried? Last time when the last time I cried was when my grandmother passed away. I cried. It's a great emotion, right? Something really touched your heart, something you really have feeling with, right? But how come sometimes so easily, when you pray, your tears are there. Your tears can only tell me that the Lord is there. Either grieve you or love you. I don't know, right? So the Lord is truly alive and among us. If you have any feeling in your prayer, I really hope that you can share with your brother and sister. A lot of times the Lord edify you when you pray. The Lord give you peace and strong sense of peace and strong sense of joy, right? But we are not communicate. We are not communicate with each other. So your feeling cannot edify me. You are, because the Spirit edify the one who pray, right? But the word, the intellectual tongues, I mean, intellectual words, Chinese or English, can edify people, other people. So if you have feelings, you should edify. Speak about it and edify people. That's why you need to share, especially some of you. Last night, another brother shared with me. At the very beginning, he was so weak before he came here, right? He did not know if he can fast for 3 days. And he made it. And he said, "Oh, yesterday he became so powerful, right? Don't feel hungry. You want to try one more day." And that touched me. I mean, I know. I asked him, "Do you have a purpose?" "You really pray for a purpose, okay?" He said, "Yes, I do." "Okay, then you can continue." That kind of heart touched me. When you experience it in your spirit, you don't share about it. Well, we just come to the front and everybody receive their own edification. But when we share with one another, it's like what? Ripple upon ripple. Wave upon wave. We become very high. Everybody got edified. Everybody get right on the wave and have a good serve in the Lord. So if you have any feeling, know that the Lord is really alive over here. You shall share with one another. And the Lord says that I am dead and alive. For sure, he will never lie to us. If you do not touch God yet, right? If you never touch God yet till now, you got to have faith in this verse. I'm dead, but I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm here. I'm talking. You can listen to me. You can see me. The Lord is alive. You are able to see the Lord, and you are able to hear from the Lord with your own eyes and with your own ears. I have full confidence in that. Only if you continue striving to get closer to the Lord. This is how he introduced himself. Let's continue reading chapter 2, verse 12. 2, verse 12. Next, please. Okay, he have sharp two-edged sword. Compared to the diagram, is it over there? Are you with me? You have to see this and this. The reason why I want to tell, I want to always confirm, come back to this. The major point is that Jesus always introduced himself according to the vision. So it's a very important vision to me. Very important. Jesus wants you to know, to see him and to see him and to hear from him. I am the one who have two-edged sword from my mouth. Right? What is two-edged sword from the mouth? What is two-edged sword? Anybody? Yes. The truth, the word of God. Thank you. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12. Thank you. Interactive will make you waken up, right? So please answer a question. This verse sometimes is very amazing. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12. Right? Brother Lin. Derek, right? Please read. 4, verse 12. Sharper, the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. Two-edged sword. It's very living and alive and powerful. The word of God is very powerful. A lot of time I travel to the airport, right? You travel here, right? You are from the airport. Do you notice that in the airport sometimes you see people throw newspaper away? Right? They read it and they get knowledge, they throw it away, right? Have you ever seen people throw the Bible away in the airport? The word of God and the words from man is really a lot of difference. Words from man is have to do with knowledge. You know it, you throw it away. But the Bible, in Hawaii, I learned one thing. For a person to go to jail, people can bring three books, right? Most of them will bring Bible in. When in the jail, they can only bring three books. What can they do? They can Bible, read it over and over again. You will never get sick and never get tired of it. So it's very, very powerful. Again, I share with you. To me, it's really like an onion. Every time you read it, you have different feelings. You have textbooks, right? You know the math equation. X squared plus y squared equal to c squared. Is it? X? Yeah? Is that right? It's a 正三角形, right? This is a... Okay, thank you. This kind of stuff, you know, once you throw it away, right? You don't want to read that verses or x squared plus y squared equal to c squared, right? You never recite it over and over again. Every time you see it, it's the same feeling, right? But the Bible, every time you see it, it's different feeling. So many people throw away textbook, but very few people throw away Bible. It was very, very powerful. And then it says that the Bible can discern the thoughts and the hearts. I don't know, when you read it, I don't know what your version says. Is your version says that? It can discern your thoughts and your hearts. Is your version say that? A sister testified to me, and really, when we speak the Bible, sometimes it will discern your hearts and your thoughts. It will tell you what you are thinking is right or is wrong. And sometimes even it will have conversation with you. Especially when people give in sermon. Do you have that kind of experiences? When people give in sermon, you listen to a sermon, and then, but you are sitting there, but you are not there. You know, you are not truly really listening to a sermon. You know, you are maybe thinking of your own problem. Maybe you are very tired, right? Suddenly, you are thinking of a problem, right? Suddenly, the podium say one word and directly fit into your problem. Do you have that kind of experiences? And these three persons shared their testimony with me. They have that kind of experiences. One sister was very troubled. Because there was a truth seekers came to the church, and she knew that the truth seeker is a girl, and that is our sister, right? And she knew that the truth seeker is going after her. She was a person, right? And nobody know, right? We all welcome truth seekers, right? We all welcome truth seekers to come to our church, right? Nobody know what is in her mind, right? And she was so bothered, and she did not know how to share with people. And she even shared with the church council member. Church council member said, yeah. Because they are only like that true seeker, and she at that time only like teenager, you know. How could be things occur like that. Nobody have any experiences in the church like that, right? But she was so bothered and so troubled, and she was do not know what to do. And she was thinking of her own problem. Suddenly, the podium was talking. It's not even a pastor. It's regular brother and sister, right, sharing a message up there. And the message happened to be the story of Peter. Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive the one who insulted me, right? And 70 times 7. And no matter, when you think about a question, the podium answered him. Think of another question, but what should I do? He answered the question. So it's really miraculous. A lot of testimony. At least three people should come to me and share with me this kind of issue. So really, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, can discern the Word can discern our thoughts, and sometimes even have conversation with us on the podium. So again, we do not despise the prophet, no matter who is standing on the podium. If they speak the words of God, we shall pay attention, because the Word itself is very powerful. And sometimes, I always talk to the students in the United States. I say, sometimes you guys always like to listen to what? What's the best way to put it? When we go to listen to a sermon or a speech, right? We always hope that, I hope that speech will be a wonderful address, right? Beautifully addressed, right? It can caught my attention can give me, just like us, if I go to sit down in the podium looking at Shaquille O'Neal playing basketball, that kind of feeling, right? I feel excited when I listen to that sermon, right? I feel like I hear from Mario Yo playing violin, right? A cello. This way, right? He don't do this. Oh, okay, do this. When you go to church, we sometimes like to have that kind of feeling, huh? But guess what? I always tell brothers, sometimes, it's better that you can get that kind of feeling, but not necessarily true. The Word of God not necessarily come down like that. The Word of God is compared with manna, not watermelon, right? I tell you this already, right? Manna. What is manna? Manna is a little tiny thing. What's the meaning of manna? What is it, right? When manna come down, nobody know what is it, so everybody keep asking, what is it? Then everybody start to eat, what is it, right? And that is the meaning of manna, is what is it, right? So every day they eat it, what is it? And anyway, after several days of eating, they got sick of it. Every day is like, if you don't trust me, every day eat white rice, see what happened. Huh? Every day white rice, nothing else, no vegetable, no meat, no watermelon. You feel sick, sometimes. About you feel like you don't like to take it anymore. But guess what? Sometimes the truth is that. But rice is very essential to our body, Of course, other stuff is okay. Him, of course, there are words of God inside. I'm not saying. And of course, if melody can make us feel very wonderful, as if it is, it's all good. But the fundamental one is manna. Manna is like, it's not like watermelon. I keep telling you. If in the wilderness every day they drop a watermelon, what will happen? Huh? It will be like dynamite. Boom, boom, right? That's number one. Number two, if every day you don't eat rice, you just eat watermelon, right? Guess what will happen? You will have diarrhea every day, I'm telling you. We enjoy watermelon all the time. But truth, powerful, yet sometimes it's not us. May not be presented the way you like it to hear, like you go to a music concert or basketball. I share with you, how come this sword, Word of God, is not sharp enough? Only two reasons, according to my understanding. Number one, the speaker did not pray enough. Number two, you do not pray enough. If any one of us pray enough, even very simple word, it will cut into heart. You know why? Because it doesn't matter who speaks. It's the matter of if the Holy Spirit is moving among here. If the Holy Spirit is moving among here, everything will be different. Word, simple one, will simply went into your heart and take seed and bear fruits. That's the Word of God. The Word of God is from the mouth of God. It's two-edged sword. besides to edify you, to make you repent, cut into your heart, this another function of this two-edged sword. Huh? Please turn to chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16. Can next one to read for me? Oh, the soul of my mouth. If you do not repent, right, in the future, this sword is going to not only to cut you into your heart, it's cut you to death. Huh? It's going to smite you with the sword, with the word of God. That's why Jesus says that, I am not going to judge you, but my word will judge. Huh? My word will judge. A lot of times you listen to the sermon, you take it lightly, you do not take it into your heart. Many people will not judge you, but the word of God, eventually, finally, he's going to judge us. So this is from the mouth of God. Okay, any questions so far? If not, we will continue talking about chapter 3 next section. Yes, any questions? The note, I only introduced part of it. Huh? The note is from page 8. Huh? I only introduced part of it. You can read until page 10. Huh? We will continue to share about those messages over here. And I will give you proof why the angels, next section, the starting of the section, I will give you all the verses, or your concordance, right? You check the word angel and see who is that angel. Huh? What's the angel talk about? Sometimes it's the true angel, the spiritual being, right? Sometimes it's the church representative. Sometimes it's the Lord himself. If you have concordance, check that word angel. If you do not have, next section, I'm going to present it to you. Huh? Number one thing. Huh? 怎么还没有敲钟? 几点下课? 55分了. 诶, 还有时间啊? Huh? Oh, do you have a question? I'm sorry, I thought it's 50, so I'm ready to rest. No other question? If not, let's read a verse. Huh? Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter 29, verse 18. Huh? Next, would you please read? Mei Miao. Yeah. No vision, huh? People what? Cast out. Cast off, okay. If there's no vision, people 放肆, huh? In my translation. What your translation says? Cast off? Cast off the strength. What does it mean? Mean that people will do everything they like, right? In my translation, people will do, without vision from the Lord, people have no fear for to the Lord. Huh? So sometimes the Lord gives us vision to prove to you that the Lord indeed over here, really, in our church. Some people are even guided by vision to our church. A true seeker in Pacifica, come to our church for 6 years, 7 years already. She do not want to be baptized. One day, she was in the kitchen, in her kitchen. He saw angels outside of the window at the tree, waving hand to her. And as soon as she saw that vision, she knew that she didn't go back to Pacifica Church for a long time. It's time to go back to the church. The angel called him back, and later on, she determined to have water baptism. So without vision, people will do everything they like. No respect for attitude. So sometimes you can see that, yes, indeed, there are visions among us. You give it to John, sometimes it will be given to us too. That's the importance of vision. How does the Lord introduce himself? Revelation chapter Chapter 2, verse 18. Chapter 2, verse 18. Next, please read.
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass.
Here, the eyes like flame of fire. Huh? So I don't need to explain this to you because I have mentioned it many, many times. The Lord can see your the deeds in the secret. Long time ago, when we had war with a country far, far away, I don't know where is it, maybe Bosnia at that time. I still remember there's a song in the United States called "He is Watching from a Distance." Remember that song? Right? And when I hear that, oh, this song is very interesting. He is watching from a distance. It is true. Our Lord is watching from a distance. Huh? In the darkness, no matter what you do, he can always tell what is in your deeds. And talk about his feet. His feet is like what? Like bronze, right? How do you pronounce it? Brass. Cooper. Different. Huh? Different? The same? Copper. The same. Okay, thank you. Let's read another verse. Chapter 10, verse 1. Chapter 10, verse 1. Let's talk about the feet of the Lord, too. What does the feet of the Lord look like over here? Huh? Pillars of fire, right? Two feet are two pillars of fire. Fire, copper, bronze, they are all shining, like bright color, right? No filthy can be there. These 2 feet, like two pillars of fire. Remember that in the wildernesses, what guide the Israelites? The pillar of clouds and the pillar of fires, right? So Jesus, no matter where we go, I mean, in our life, you think that you go to some place that you are the only one that go there, but guess what? If you really believe in Jesus, right, the Lord always go there before you. Just follow him. You go to this college, you follow Jesus, Jesus will guide you to the right direction, right? Because his 2 feet is like fire, without any filthinesses. Yeah? Just follow him. Your feet will be okay. Your feet will be continued in our law, right? No filthiness at all. Therefore, since our Lord's eyes is like fire, his feet is so pure, and his feet is like brass, like fire too, it tells us that we know that he is watching. Huh? He is watching. Let's read another one. No. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrew 4, 13. Okay, next one to read for us. Yeah, please. Oh, you put it in. Next. Huh? 不对吧? Hebrew 4:13. 对呀. I'm sorry, I did not hear it. Oh, sorry. Can you read it again? Everything in front of God is nothing to hide. In Chinese, it says "zhiluo changkai." We are as if we are naked in the eyes of God. We simply cannot hide everything. So, the couple of Ananias, they cheat Holy Spirit. They thought that nobody know because they cheat Holy Spirit and they did not repent. And immediately, the punishment come to them. Therefore, when we come to the law of God, we got to always remember that his eyesight is over there. He is watching us. Yes. I hope one day you may have the memory of the, or maybe have the same vision of the brother. Really, I always remember his vision. The eyes of the Lord for heaven and earth. A lot of time I try to imagine that kind of vision. The eyes of God for heaven and earth. And when that brother saw that pair of eyes, he felt, oh man, all my past. God knows every tiny details. And God was so sad and so angry. Then he started to repent. And then after repent, the Holy Spirit came down. And instead of eyes, be turning into a very merciful, just like the mother's eyes. Huh? That is the pair of our Lord's eyes. Let's pray in silence.